It takes a lot of water to make cars. From cooling heavy machinery to casting vehicle parts, the process can put a strain on local water systems. And in Germany, the expansion of a Tesla plant that is crucial to the company is now on pause as officials in the drought-stricken region try to find enough water. NPR's Bobby Allen reports from Brandenburg, just outside Berlin.
Deep in the pine woods of eastern Germany is a massive Tesla factory. Its main facility is the size of 130 soccer fields. On a recent rainy day, I'm walking outside of the site's entrance with local resident Heidi Schiroda. She's an activist opposed to the plant's expansion.
It is huge, and it is in the middle of forest, in the middle of a water protection area, in the middle of beautiful landscape.
The biggest concern for Schiroda is how much water the Tesla plant is using. The company's contract with the German government says the factory is expected to consume the same amount of water every year as a city of more than 30,000 people. And here's the problem. Brandenburg has for years been in the grip of a drought. Wildfires have forced communities to evacuate. Farmers in the area have reported crop failure.
It's already a lack of water, and Tesla will need a lot of water also with their extension plans. We do not have this water.
The water issue has prompted lawsuits. But when Elon Musk was asked about the Tesla plant depleting local water resources, he was dismissive.
No, this is completely wrong. It's like water everywhere here. Does this seem like a desert to you?
Mention Musk's remarks to Jörg Steinbeck, and his eyes widen. Steinbeck is the finance minister for Brandenburg and one of the key figures who enticed Tesla to open a plant in Germany.
In terms of the perception in the region, this was not 100% helpful.
The water problem has been a huge headache for Steinbeck. He says the Tesla site is hoping to triple in size, and it can't do that by relying just on local water.
If you would always use the water which is directly under your feet, you always would run into that problem whether it will be sufficient for public use as well as industrial use.
Experts have said that if Tesla only sourced water locally, the water supply could eventually be depleted for local residents. Steinbeck says he is well aware.
That's why we did the exploring. That's why we have drilled new wells, and now we have to install the pipe.
New wells, new pipes, a lot of work to keep the factory's expansion going. For now, though, it's on hold. Building out the site in Germany is key to Tesla meeting its global demand for electric cars. It's not just water that's gotten in the way. Activists fighting Tesla on everything from tree preservation to saving sand lizards have delayed his timeline.
It's got to the stage with the Tesla facility that these pressure groups are slowing the progress down. Could be a reason Musk recently said that the European plant is a money-burning furnace.
That's Matthias Schmidt, a Berlin-based analyst who tracks electric cars in Europe. Right now, the factory is making around 2,000 cars a week in Germany. Musk hopes to bring that number up to 5,000, but hurdles keep getting in the way.
It's probably a bit of a culture shock for Tesla, especially for their boss, their chief executive, Elon Musk.
It's a matter of perspective. Musk complains about delays, but German business people talk about the relatively fast clip of the site's development as moving at Tesla speed. Back at his government office, Steinbeck notes that in surveys his department has done, the majority of residents in the Brandenburg area support the factory. But on Musk himself, like in America, people are divided.
50% see the messiah in Elon Musk and in Tesla, and for 50% it's coming from the devil.
Messiah or the devil? For local resident Schiroda, the case against the plant's expansion is simple. Just stop now to save the local water supply. As for Musk, well,
go away with your car. We do not want to have you here. Go to the Mars, for instance. This would be beautiful.
Musk, for his part, thinks going to Mars would be beautiful, too. Bobby Allen, NPR News, Brandenburg.